today we're going to be talking about, this is part two of the three seasons thing. And in those three seasons, I gave a, you know, an introduction at the beginning that seasons is only because of us. I mean, God is not seasonal. So let's bear that in mind. How be it, in as much as there are seasons, because God said it that, you know, there will always be seed time and harvest time, you know, and as much as that is the case, you know, while the earth remaineth, he said in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So God put these things out there. So we already know that. And because it's out there, God helps us through these seasons. But he himself, you know, because he is in heaven, we are the one that's on earth. So these are the realms of the earth. There are no seasons in heaven. It is while the earth remaineth. So it's people who are on earth that are going through these seasons. People who are in heaven, they don't go through these seasons. There's no night and day. There's no cold and heat. There's no summer and winter there. But for us, it is so. And because it is so, well, we have to take advantage of, you know, how God helps us to transition through the seasons. You know, so that's why we talked about the season when you must do something. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about that. Then we talked about the blessing that God puts on you, which is the dew of heaven, D-E-W. And then we talked about, you know, if you don't faint and you keep on believing in dew season, D-U-E, which some people also pronounce dew season, you will receive a blessing. Now, today we're going to talk about the blessing in season and out of season. So that's also why I call it part two of that. So it's part two. We're going to pick up where we left off. And we're going to pick up. And my concentration today is going to be on how we will always be in season and not out of season. You know, now out of season and in season, you know, these things happen. We just read it. They will be happening. But how for you, you can be in season all of the time, or at least most of the time. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Let me say right away before we get started that, look, in-season blessing, let me explain that. In-season blessing is, well, you work and you get paid. That's in-season blessing. Because you put in 2 weeks, here in the United States, mostly it's 2 weeks, every 2 weeks or so. There's some jobs that's every week. There are some people that are even daily paid. Whatever it is, whatever the season, the cycle of pay is, they call it pay period. Whatever it is, you put in your time and then you get paid at the end of the pay period. There's nothing to be said about that. In fact, some people actually even have what we call automatic deposit into their banks. You don't even need to go and ask your employer. They'll send the money because you already put in the time. You know, it's an agreement. You work, you get paid. They hire you for X dollars for the year, and then they divide that out into whatever and add your benefits or whatever it is. And you get your paycheck all the time while you are in there. When you work, you get paid. When you work, you get paid. When you work, you get paid. And people expect that. I mean, that's just the way it is. In fact, as a matter of fact, the scripture, you know, the scripture admonished that people should not rob their employees of their wages. So the wages is something that we must get. You know, whatever we sow, we will reap. Even the scripture says the wages of sin is death. You know, Romans chapter 6:23. But I'm not talking about that today. But for the wages that we earn, we get paid at the end of the pay cycle. That is in season. Because you expect that. That's in season blessing. You know, also let me say that there are certain things that even the in season blessing brings to us. It's goodness. So there's some people that don't even have that in-season blessing. Some people don't even have a job. But having a job, going and getting paid, that's only in-season blessing. I'm going to talk about out-of-season blessing in a bit. You know, so the in-season blessing is there. And it is good to have that in-season blessing. Look, get whatever you can. But we're going to tell you that God is beyond that. God never wants us to be out of season. So he wants us to be blessed all the time. But in-season blessing is what most people are used to. You know, whatever you can find and however you can find it. That's why here in Psalm 127, there is a scripture that tells us that, look, it's not about how much you can work or how many jobs you can do. You know, that's not how it counts. I mean, we should work hard. You know, I'm a person that believes in working hard. Lamentation 27 says it is good for a person to bear the yoke in their youth. You know, so we must work hard. You know, I believe that. But the scripture says in Psalm 127, verse 2, it is vain for you to rise up early, just like this. You rose up early today, but this one is not vain because you came to give God your first fruits. But let's say we rose up early, you know, and we went to work. And then we stayed there late, and we went to work, I mean, there late, beyond everybody else. And then when you finish that one, you go to another one, and then you go to another one, and then you go to another one. You know, look, hey, not knocking anybody's situation, but we're saying that that is not the the out-of-season blessing. That's all in-season, because that's what you are planting, and that's what you are reaping. And that's good. It's good to have that, because some people don't even have it, and they are praying to have it. But it's not because of all of that. Now, as a matter of fact, there are some people that do all that in Haggai chapter 1 and verse 6. We're told that some people do all that, and yet it's not enough. It's like they are putting money in a bag of holes. What does it mean to put money in a bag of holes? Well, it means you do all this work, you get paid, as you expect, but you spend the money fixing problems. You know, your car breaks down. After you finish fixing that, your plumbing breaks down. After you finish fixing that, your roof crashes. You got to fix that. And then all kinds of things are going on. You know, I mean, it's just going on. Let's not even talk about sickness that people have to spend money on. Let's even just talk about things around us. You know, all kinds of things around you happen that you have to spend that your hard-earned money on. That's putting money into a bag of holes. That's what that means. You know, so it says, look, you put clothes on, you're not warm. You earn money, you don't have it because you spend it on things which you shouldn't spend money on. You know, so. But today we're going to consider how you can keep the blessing of the Lord and how you can stay in it and not, our God is not a yo-yo God. Up one day, down another day. Up one day, down another. No, he's not. James 1:17 says, with God, every good and perfect gift comes from him. You know, and with him, there is no variableness or shadow of turning. There is no yo-yo. It's not one day is up, another day is down. Some day he says yes, some day he says no, some day he says maybe. You know, no, he's not like that. His word is yea and amen. There is no variableness with him. There is no shadow of turning with him. I mean, he is the one that has commanded and he stands fast. He's the one that says and it is done. And he's the word that he gives. His promises in Christ they are yea, and in him they are amen. They're not like, you know, one day it's yea, another day it's not yea. No. The Bible says his promises are yea, and in Christ they are amen. So God is not a God that goes up and down like that. You know, so it also says that there is no shadow of turning. You know, it doesn't mean one day he's really feeling in really good mood, and another day he's not feeling so much in good mood. He has mood swings like everybody else. No, that's not God. You know, so there's no shadow of turning within. There's no mood swings up and down. But for us, that's who we are because of this flesh or whatever we're, you know, dealing with. So some days we are on top. Other days we don't feel, you know, so on top. Even in our health, some days we're feeling really good. Some days we don't feel so good. I mean, it's just all over the place, you know. So, but in season blessing, even farmers, you know, there is a, you know, Bible say Jacob, all these people, they sowed in that land and they reaped in the same year. You know, so there is a cycle of sowing and reaping that we know. You know, there is a cycle for that. When we sow, we expect to reap. Even in spiritual things, not only in natural things, even in spiritual things, we're told that whatever a man soweth, that which he shall also reap. You're told, you know, in Hosea 10 and 12, to sow to yourselves in righteousness so you can reap in mercy. I mean, these scriptures are there. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, Hosea 10 and 12. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. You got to do these things. We talked about this when we're talking about do. So when we sow, we expect to reap. You know, this is the law of sowing and reaping. We read it in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. There is a law of sowing and reaping. So that sowing and reaping is in season blessing because God pronounced it from the beginning. And so it is. And that's good. And that's the majority of the blessing, how we get the majority of our blessing. And that is really good. I'm not saying you shouldn't get that. That's really good. That's how a lot of people are. And that law works for everybody, whether you are a believer or not, whether you are an atheist or whatever, whether you are an unbeliever, doesn't matter. These are God's laws that he put into the nature and the universe. It's already like that. Let every in the seed, let there be life, he said from the beginning. And let every seed bear within itself. And he put it out there. He put the law of seasons. He put it out there. He said, let this one light, let this one be for the day, let that one be for the night. This is there. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a believer for this. That it's already there. You know, so even unbelievers, when they plant their seed, I'm not talking of money now, just go to their garden, plant the thing. You know, they follow the rules of cultivating the land. Plant this thing, weed away, and so forth. Nourish it with water and nutrients. And the thing is going to grow. It's just the law. It's already there. Doesn't matter who is doing it. That's how it works. That's in-season blessing. Because God already put... See, when God puts a blessing, the blessing of the Lord abides forever. Once he put that blessing on something, and he commanded the word, it stood fast from the beginning, it's like that. And anybody can take advantage of, and that's good. But today, I'm going to talk about something beyond that. Now, which, in order for you to get it, you have to be in favor with God. Now, you know, the other part, everybody can get it. Whether you are in favor with God or not, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody, what you sow is what you get. You know, that's just the law. And you cannot go and plant apple seed and then get orange. It doesn't work that way. You know, so we know that. Even in the natural, we know that. You know, but in this lesson, we're going to talk about how that God can actually take us beyond that. Now, the scripture says, and I'm going to get into the serious part of this now, in Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. And I love this psalm. I love this psalm. In fact, I think I can recite most of it without even looking at it, because I love it. You know, but there are some principles that we have to follow here. And there's some revelation. And this is a psalm which a lot of people know. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, this is not the unbeliever now. This is different. You know, that nor standeth in the way of sinners. You know, this guy doesn't company with sinners. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, this guy doesn't, you know, partner with people that make fun of the things of God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. So the Lord is making a separation here now. This is not the one that everybody gets. This is a separation. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be, you know, this is, you know, listen to this now. He shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You say, well, but that's still seasonal. Hold on. His leaf also shall not wither. Now, if it was just one season, there will be a season when the leaves will wither. Here in the United States, when we have winter, actually starts in the fall. You know, the leaves begin to fall. So they call it fall. And the trees begin to dry up. And by those places that have the harsh winters, all those trees are dead. You won't see any leaves on any of the branches. You just see these skeletal branches. Nothing. They are completely dead. Well, that tree is out of season. You know, when it's like that, it is out of season. So, but they're saying that, look, this man will bring forth his fruit in his season. But what is his season? His season is all year round, because his leaf shall never wither. You know, there's not going to be a dry time. His season is all the time. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And he said, look, the ungodly are not so. So this is not a blessing for the ungodly. Ungodly people can partake of the ordinances of Satan. So, and reap, night and day. These are ordinances that God put in place. Godly or not, that's the way it is for everybody. But this is a separation. This is a differentiated kind of blessing that is out of season. Everybody can get the in-season blessing, but the out-of-season blessing, which is really more like being in season all the time. You know, this is really the meaning of being out of season. Out of season really means be in season all the time. You know, because people say it's out of season, but for you it's in season. You know, you're always in season. You know, so Job 22 and 29 says, when men are cast down, when they are out of season, you will be saying, I'm in season. You know, there's a lifting up. You're always in season. Others are cast down, but you are in season. So, this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord today. That we can know, and he said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And I'm going to read you, I'm going to go back later on and read several verses of that, Job 22. But let me leave that one right there now for the moment. You know, this is what we are talking about today. In season also means the economy is good. Economy is booming. You know, jobs everywhere. Things are cheap in the stores. That's in season. That is good for everybody. You know, economy is good. Everybody's getting jobs. They're getting paid very well. You go to stores, things are cheap. I mean, everybody can afford everything. I mean, just everything is just booming. There is surplus. That's in season for everybody, you know, so that covers everybody. But what happens, I mean, you also, during that in-season, when the economy is good and all of that, you have a job, a steady job. You work and you get paid on a schedule, like we said before. So all of those things are in-season because the economy is good and everything's going on, you know. And there is sunshine, there is rain, there's a plentiful harvest, you know. Everything is just good for most people all around. That's in-season. But what happens when it is out of season? That's the one I want to talk about today. When there is famine in the land, when farmers are weeping because their crops are not growing, when they are crying and nothing is happening, when everything dried up, when the economy crashes, things collapse, investments are lost all over the place. You know, whether it's, I heard just the other day, Bitcoin or whatever it is, you know, crash, you know, and people are losing money. When all of these things are happening, you know, when there is a cry throughout the land, when there is, you know, inflation, runaway inflation, when the economy is a total mess, you know, then that's out of season for everybody. In season, it's good for everybody. Now, when all these situations and more than what I just described, when they are in the land, when that's what's prevalent at the moment, that there's an outcry everywhere, there's dust bowls, people can't eat, people have no food, and things, there's really serious scarcity everywhere. You know, most people in their lifetime that are currently alive, and those of you that are here on this room right now, you probably haven't experienced something that serious. But there have been some older people that experienced the dust bowls here in America some many years ago. You know, but when all of that is happening, when people cannot even get a meal, you know, when you say, you know, this is my last meal, I'm gathering two sticks, and I'm going to bake this little bake, and my son and myself, we are going to eat it, and we are going to die. This is what the widow of Zarephath said to Elijah. You know, and when you are, you know, you come in, you know, and you say to the man of God, my husband is dead, you know, and you know how he loved the Lord, and the creditors have come now to take my sons away from me. And you cry to the man of God. This is the woman now with her sons crying to Elisha, you know, and you say, look, they're going to take my sons away. We cannot pay our bills. You know, we are in deep trouble. Now, that's out of season. But God can turn those out of season situations around by the word of the Lord. In the case of the widow of Zarephath, the man of God said, nobody is dying today. Because the woman thought, well, this is the end of the road. All I only have this little flour left, and I'm, you know, just a little oil. I'm going to make our last cake and eat it, and then we die. That's it. Because there'd been no rain in the land for 3.5 years. Everybody was managing. They ate everything they had. There's nothing else coming in. No matter how much you store up, if there's nothing to come in, eventually it will deplete and be gone. And this woman was at the end of the road. So she came into her out of season. And of course, even everybody was out of season. But Elijah, the man of God, was in season the whole time. I mean, he had 2 square meals a day from the ravens. Even though the whole land, by his own word, he brought dryness, he brought no rain, he commanded the heavens to shut up. I mean, he locked the heavens. Some people say locked the heavens, put the key in his pocket and walked away, you know, and he did that. And everybody was crying, but he was getting 2 square meals a day from ravens. Now you talk about out of season, and you talk about being in season all the time. Well, the rest of the people around him were out of season. But Elijah, he was in season. He didn't even know that. I mean, he didn't even feel the impact because he was getting 2 square meals a day. And this woman, she's about to get to the end of her road. But the anointing that is upon Elijah is going to change that story. So Elijah says to the woman, according to the word of the Lord, you go and do as you said. But when you bake that bread, give me a little piece of it and then bring me something to drink. For thus saith the Lord. Now that's the thing that changes that story. From out of season to in season. One day for this woman. From now on, saith the Lord, that little barrel of meal that which all you have left is a cup of flour in it. You saved it up before, but you are down to the last cup in it. And the oil also that you saved up and you are down to the last measure. After you use it up, that's it. Those two things from now on, they will not go out of season anymore. Until the whole environment comes back into season. You will be in season while everybody is out of season until everybody else comes back into season. Glory to God. He said, the cruse of oil, my goodness, the barrel of meal shall not waste. The cruse of oil shall not fail until the day that God sends rain upon the earth and everybody goes back into season. And then that one is just everybody's enjoying it. But you will now get out of season blessings by the word of the Lord. He called it out. Same thing Elisha said to the woman, what do you have in your house? Said, well, I got only a pot of oil, nothing else. Pot of oil. What am I going to do with that? Man of God said, well, there's plenty to do with that. You're not going today. You're not going to lose your house. Your children are not going, your sons are not going to become bondmen. You know, in order for them, you know, to pay off your debt. No, not today. Not today. It's not going to happen. What do you have? He said, well, this is all I have. So go borrow your pots from your neighbors, you know, and then begin to pour out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this woman told her son, she locked herself in the room, said, get me some pots. These sons went around to the neighbors and borrowed some pots. They brought it to her. And as they brought it, she poured and set it aside. And then he brought the next one and set it aside. And brought the next one and set it aside. Finally, he said, give me yet another pot. And it's one of the sons said, well, there's no more. We borrowed everything that we could from the neighbors. And then the oil stopped. You know, and I love that story because I said, look, if that woman had continued and her sons continued to bring the oil would just continue for as long, even if they did it for years. But when they could no longer find something to contain that blessing, then the blessing stopped. So there is a blessing that God gives that, you know, people think it's out of season, but it's really for you. That's what God wants to come at. So it is, you know, so I'm talking about in-season blessing, which everybody enjoys, but I'm talking about out-of-season blessing, which some people will enjoy. Not everybody. But some people, you know, so even Jesus said it himself. He said, look, were there not many widows in the day of Elijah, the prophet? How come, you know, he didn't go to any of the widows that were even in Israel? He had to go all this way to Zarephath, you know. So a lot of people were out of season, but this woman enjoyed something that looked like in-season blessing when everybody else was out of season. The Bible says that my God shall supply all your needs. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. According to his riches. That's Philippians 4 and 19. Now that's not according to your job. That's not according to the job you have or the job you don't have. That is according to his riches. And his riches are not seasonal. You know, if you can tap into it, you can enjoy the out-of-season blessings along with in-season. So it's not only in-season blessing. You can enjoy out-of-season blessing as well. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17, he said, in righteousness shall thou be established. You're going to have tranquility. You will not be earning money and putting it in a bag of holes anymore. You're going to have peace. You're going to have tranquility because the walk of righteousness is peace. And the effect of righteousness is tranquility. So peace and tranquility, your peace will be flowing like a river. That's out of season for most people. Because people cannot be in peace all the time. One day they are in peace, the next day they are in trouble. But for you, out of season blessing puts you in season all the time. When you should have been out of season, you are still in season. And you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as continuously being in season, or you look at it as God is blessing you even when you are out of season. It's the same thing. So that's how God blesses us. Let's look at Psalm 92 and look at verses 12 to 15. Even those that are coming in to the house of the Lord, when you are established in his word, when you're established in the things of God, what kind of blessing does God promise? What kind? The righteous, he said, shall flourish like the palm tree. Psalm 92 and verse 12. He shall grow. And the palm tree is one of those trees that can figure out how to survive, even when others are dying. He shall grow like a cedar out of Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of our God shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. They shall still bring forth fruit. They shall bring forth fruit. They shall be fat and flourishing. When everybody else is out of season, they will still be flourishing. Why? So that the Lord might show his uprightness, to show that the Lord is upright. Glory to God. This is how God, that's how he does it. Listen to Psalm 37. And let's read verses 18 and 19. And then this is David's testimony of, he has examined these things, and he says, look, the inheritance, he said, inheritance that God gives to the righteous. He said, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Now this is the righteous. This is not for everybody. This is for the righteous. Now this is people that have favor with God. Everybody else gets the in-season blessing, but these people, whether it's in-season, and especially even when it is out of season, they are still blessed. In famine, it doesn't matter. They shall still be satisfied. This is what the psalmist said. They'll still be satisfied. Hallelujah. The Bible says it too in 3 John verse 2. It's only one chapter there. 3 John verse 2. He said, look, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. This is God's plan for us. That's his plan. That's what he wants us to have. To be prospering and to be in health. Because why? Because we are seeking first his kingdom. Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. Now, I'm not telling that people should be pursuing this thing. These things will pursue you when you are pursuing the Lord. This is how it is. That's how it works. So God has fixed it to where he was blessing and will bless his people because of because their hearts are towards the Lord. So God will bless the people. Did you know that Jesus Christ traded places with us? Did you know that? Have you ever considered that Jesus Christ? If you know that, put it in the chat room, yes or no. Yes or no, just put it in the chat room. I did say that I want you to participate. Put it in the chat room, yes or no. But here is the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. My goodness. That's it. You take a hold of that scripture and you got it. You got it. Once you really understand that scripture. And let's break it down a little bit. Why was Jesus rich? Well, the maker of heaven and earth, the spirit of Almighty God dropped into that body. And that's why he was called the Son of the Most High. You know, he carried the very essence of God. By him, all things were made. Bible says God created all things by the word, and the word was Christ. So, the word was what became flesh. He had everything. But he stripped himself of all of that. You know, found some poor, you know, virgin somewhere that couldn't even, you know, afford anything. They couldn't find, you know, I mean, if they were famous people, they would have bumped people off from the inn. they would bump people out of there and put them in there. They couldn't do it. They, you know, had to be born in a stable with horses around, donkey and horse poop around and everything. Just think of it. I mean, he humbled himself. He poured, he gave everything off. But yeah, he owned everything. He traded places with you. He traded places with me. Now, if he did all that, so that through his poverty, now listen, the scripture cannot be broken. Through his poverty, we might be rich. Now, once you get a hold of that, you will never be out of season again. Now, out of season will be there, but you will still be flourishing. You will still be fat and flourishing once you get a hold of that. Isn't that amazing? Glory to God. The Bible said, the psalmist said, you know, and I love the way the psalmist put it in Psalm 23. He says, Lord, in verse 5, you know, he anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Now, God doesn't want us to just have barely enough. Barely enough is in season. And sometimes it's not even enough. People call it living from hand to mouth or something like that. You know, you get a paycheck from paycheck to paycheck, you know, from hand to mouth. And sometimes, most of the time, it's never enough. But this man said, look, I have abundance. My cup is running over. Is your cup running over? Does your cup run over? Look, your cup can run over. That's right. You know, but a lot of times, you know, people, when their cup runs over, they squander it and they mismanage the blessing, and then they began to be in want. You know, I teach about that when I teach about prudence and the pillars of wisdom. So we must use wisdom, but God wants you to flourish. God doesn't want you to just survive. He wants you to thrive. That's right. My cup runneth over. That's what the psalmist said. My cup runneth over. Not just barely enough, but more than enough. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says the same kind of thing like Psalm 1 said. He said, look, this word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate on it. You know, that it'll be in your mouth. You will meditate on it. And then you shall have good success. You make your way prosperous. What are we saying? Well, out of season or in season blessings are as close as your lips. Even out of season. If you know how to use the word of God, You can use the word of God for yourself to change your story. And instead of being out of season, when you should be out of season, you can be in season. Because God will give you what is called out of season blessings. I hope I haven't thoroughly confused everybody. You know, so I am going to read to us this thing that I said I was going to read, this chapter, Job 22. I said I was going to come back and read it. I'm going to read it now. Job chapter 22. I love this Job 22. And I'm going to read parts of it for us today. And you'll get the secret of how to be in season. Well, you'll get the secret of also how to get blessings out of season. So Job chapter 22, let's pick it up from verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, that's with the Lord, and be at peace. Remember, we read in Isaiah 32 and verse 17, the walk of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness shall be tranquility. Acquaint yourself with him, thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. You know, this is the same thing that God said to Joshua. If thou return to the Almighty, well, you should never get away from him. But if you do get away from him, come right back and set your affection on him again. If you return to the Almighty, then thou shalt be built up. Glory to God. Then when you are doing that, make sure you put iniquity far from your tabernacles. Then, listen to this. My goodness. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Gold. We're not talking of paper money now. Real stuff. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shall I have thy delight in the Almighty. All of these things go with delighting. This is not for, you know, just casual people. These are for people that delight themselves in the Lord. That's how he started up. He said, acquaint yourself with him. Have your delight in the Almighty. You know, and then make your prayer. You see, when you lift up your face unto God, when you delight in him, you make your prayer unto him, and he will hear thee. Glory to God. But when he hears thee, remember to pay your vows. You know, some people say, oh, if the Lord does this, I will do that. Well, Hannah, she said that, but she paid her vow. She said, if you give me this man child, I will lend him to the Lord all the days of his life. And the Lord did, and she did. But some people don't do that. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says, don't make a vow in the presence of God when you are not going to keep it. For God has no pleasure in fools. You know, some people go and say, don't be rash with your mouth. Some people go into the house of God and they say, well, your Lord, maybe even in your heart. It doesn't have to be in the house of the Lord. Wherever you are, you know, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin is what Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says it. You can read it in verse 6. And even if you read it before that, the first few verses before that, like verse 4 of Ecclesiastes 5 says, when you vow a vow unto God, make sure you pay it. For God has no pleasure in fools. Pay that you have vowed. A fool is somebody that says something to God and then they don't do it. Lord, if you do this, I will do the other. And then God does that, and they don't do the thing that they vow. God said they are fools. He said, better it is that thou shouldest not vow, than thou should vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel. Oh yeah, it was an error. I didn't know that it was an angel of the Lord is listening. Be careful now. Why should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of your hands? And so be careful. You know, back to Job chapter 22. When you pray, make your prayer, also pay your vows. Otherwise, don't make any vow. Don't say, Lord, I will do this. I will love you. I will serve you if you will do this. Don't say that. Because if you do, God's going to hold you to it. You know, Now, but if you really mean it, he will give you the grace to do it. You know, the Lord wants us to choose him as our chief joy. And the Lord is glad when we say, Lord, I will love you with all my heart. He's glad. You know, God said, oh, that my people, the fear of the Lord may be in them. Oh, that they may know me, you know, that I am the one that executed judgment and righteousness. God wants us to do all those things. You know, and he will give you the grace if you really mean it. And then he says, thou shalt also decree a thing. We're back to Job 22 and verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing. But you can't just decree if you haven't done all these other things that we're talking about. You know, staying in his presence, delighting yourself in him, acquainting yourself in him, returning to the Almighty, doing all these things. You know, all of those things go before the decree. But when you do those things, then you can decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. And this is the one we read at the beginning. When men are cast down, when they are out of season, you will be saying there is a lifting up. Glory to God. Wow. So here's what I'm going to do this morning. Remember, I said I'm going to have you participate from right where you are, right in the audience. I'm going to have you participate this morning. What I want you to do, this thing that is called hand-raising button, I don't want you to come to the stage, but raise your hand. And I'm going to pray. There's a prayer that I'm going to pray this morning. I'm going to use my faith. You know, if you can use your faith, most of the time, you know, we shy away from using our faith. But, you know, people in the early church, they used their faith. When I was a young man, I started to read the book of Acts. And I realized that all I have to do is just use my faith like those people. Just go out there and do it. You know, Peter and John and all of that, finding the, in Acts chapter 3, finding that man at, you know, the gates, you know, looking to receive an alms. They used their faith. They just used their faith. And, you know, when they asked, you know, when he asked of them an alms, expecting something, and Peter said, look, I don't have money to give you, but what I have, I'm going to give you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, up and walk. And he didn't even wait for the guy to think about it. He pulled him up. Glory to God. Used his faith. Look, when you have faith, let's not hide behind. So me personally, this morning, I'm not going to hide behind whether the people believe or don't believe. So, you know, sometimes you say, well, the people didn't believe. No, I have already prayed for everyone that's going to listen to this and participate in this prayer this morning. So I want you to raise your hand. If you want to always be in season, just raise your hand. I'm not going to bring you to the stage, but raise your hand. And I'm going to pray over those who raise their hands. I'm going to pray this prayer today that you will be in season. And even if you are out of season, the God of miracles will come to you. Now, while you are thinking about whether you should raise your hands, let me tell you another story that will help you to raise your hands while you're thinking about it. God is the God that can command the crossing of the hands. The story of Jacob, Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim, you know, whereas the elder son always gets the blessing, God crossed the hands. Cross the hands. And Joseph, he guided the children wittingly to make sure the firstborn, make sure the firstborn is on his left hand. So he puts that towards Jacob's right hand. Guided also to make sure that the, you know, the right hand of Jacob will go on the head of the firstborn, because that's how it is. You know, you give the blessing of the birthright to the firstborn. You don't give it to somebody younger. And Jacob, even though his eyes were dim, with all of that stuff that Joseph was doing to make sure the older son gets the blessing, Jacob crossed his hands. My goodness. And when he crossed his hands, Joseph said, no, 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 no. He tried to remove his hand and put it, and Jacob said, I know it. Glory to God. Wow. You know, so look, when you think you don't even deserve it, the prayer that I'm going to pray today, for those of you that are raising your hands, and so while you are thinking about raising, you better raise your hand now, because this prayer that I'm going to pray will change that. Hallelujah. God will cause the crossing of the hands. Maybe one day I'll do a full lesson on that, but not today. God will cause the crossing of the hands to bring you the blessing out of season that you even thought you did not deserve. Glory to God. That's it. Now, you came into this room, and some of you have been coming into this room. You paid your dues. Now it is time for God to bless you. Glory to God. So God is going to bless you. And you don't have to give an offering. We're not talking about an offering this morning. Forget that. You know, God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. So raise your hand quickly before I pray. Because in a minute, I am going to pray. And I'm going to tell the Lord, remember, the angels are looking. That's what you saw in Ecclesiastes 3. Say, don't say something before the angel. The angels are looking. They're waiting. Actually, they're waiting on the voice of his word. I'm going to put voice to God's word today. And I'm going to release some blessings over people. Not me, really. It's just the word of God. But I have this faith in my heart today. I believe God. I prayed over it overnight. You know, and I believe, though, that you are here today. You know, it's not by chance. God is going to do something for you. Now, you may be out of work. You may be in between job all the time. You know, I remember the days when I was a consultant. You know, traveling from place to place, looking for the next gig, as we called it. You may be that kind of person looking for gigs, and it's not coming your way. Well, after this prayer, this morning, that's going to be different. Or this afternoon, wherever you are. After this, it's going to be different. Because this is out of season blessing that we are going to pray for you today. The good thing about this hand raising thing is that I'm not punishing you to put your hand up the whole time. It's technology. You know, so because sometimes when we are in the church, I call people for prayer and they are standing on their feet and I'm still talking. And I'm thinking like, oh, these people are still standing on their feet. Right now it's just technology. So your hand is already raised. You know, but, you know, I want you to know that, look, things are going to be different now because of the anointing that God is releasing. Remember, this is part two of that due message. You know, this is now, we're finishing it now. You'll say, yes, we've done all that. We've taught you all the things that you must do, your part that you have to play and everything like that. But now we're saying that even when beyond the part that you are playing, glory to God, that beyond the part that you got a job, and you're waiting for your salary and all of that, all of that is good. That's another way that God actually blesses people. But that's for everybody, whether you love the Lord or not. Everybody goes through that. Now, when you love the Lord with all your heart, and if you listen to this message today and you believe God, now I am going to pray over the hands that are raised. Glory to God. And there is something that is going to happen. Glory to God. Father, I pray for these hands that are raised here today in this room. Hallelujah. 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 I see the hands that are raised. And God, more importantly, sees your hands. And I'm asking you to come to the platform today. But God saw your hand. Now, you may be raising your hand for yourself. You may be raising it for a spouse. You may be raising it for your children. You may be raising it for your children's children. It doesn't matter. Because you raise your hand today, glory to God. Now, I want you to mark this day down. Hallelujah. Because I feel so emboldened in my heart today. This day, the 15th of November, 2022, it's a different day. This is the day that you raised your hand. in this room today. Hallelujah. You raise your hand. Now, before I finish this prayer, I'm going to pause and I'm going to tell you, pray where you are. Where you are, you pray. It's a simple prayer. I want you to pray. I want you to just say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. That's all I want you to pray. Don't rattle on, you know, and so on. Just pray a simple prayer. Be it, Lord, unto me according to thy word. And I want to tell you by the word of the Lord that there shall be a performance. Blessed is she or he that believeth, because there shall be a performance of those things that are spoken in this room in your life. So I want you to just pray a simple prayer this morning or afternoon, wherever you are, to say that, look, God, let your word be verified in my life today. That which you have spoken by your mouth, by the mouth of your servant this morning, let it be verified in my life as it is this day. That's all. You know, whatever it is, God is going to answer that prayer today. It's a special day. Glory to God. It is a special day, and God has called for it. Praise God this morning. Have you prayed that prayer? Have you prayed that prayer? Pray for yourself before I finish this part of the prayer. Glory to God. Pray the prayer for yourself. Lord, let it be unto me according to thy word. Let it be unto me, Lord, according to thy word. That's all. That's all we need you to pray this morning. Let it be unto me according to thy word. Let it be unto me, Lord, according to thy word. Let it be unto me, Lord, according to thy word. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, this morning, I am going to energize the word that the people have spoken. The words that they have spoken before you, Lord, this morning. The Bible says that the Lord himself, here is what he spoke unto his people. In the book of Numbers 34, he said, look, as you have spoken in my ears, even today, so will I do unto you. Glory to God. So I want you to say it again. Let the Lord hear it one more time. Because as you have spoken in my ears, said the Lord, so will I do even unto you as it is this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now the people, Lord, have spoken. They have spoken, Lord, in your ears that they want your word to be accomplished in their life. Even as they have spoken in your ears today. So let the word of the Lord be performed in their heart today. You can find that in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. Numbers 14, I said 34, I meant to say 14. Numbers 14, verse 28. As surely as I live, saith the Lord, what you have said in my ears this morning, so will I do unto you. That's Numbers 14 and 28. Now, Lord, these people that have their hands raised, from this time forth, they shall not be out of season. And even if it is out of season, the blessing of God will come to them. Now, let me say to you also, why you still have your hands raised. The good thing is, the hands still remain raised. So you are a partaker of everything that we are declaring now. Let me remind you that there is a story in Mark chapter 11 of the fig tree that wasn't producing. And this fig tree wasn't producing because the fig tree in its mind thought it was not yet time for figs. And in the defense of the fig tree in the natural, you might say, well, it wasn't yet time for figs. So, but Jesus doesn't care about seasons. You must be producing all the time. So when Jesus came there and this fig tree wasn't producing, listen to what he said. He said, no man will eat of you. He answered and said to the, it was like Jesus was talking to the situation. You know, Jesus came, he said, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves. So the thing, if the thing had been dried from the bones, completely dead, maybe Jesus wouldn't have come there and said what he said. He might have done something else, but not that. But this thing looked like it was producing, but it wasn't. So when Jesus came there and he didn't find any fruit, and the commentary said, for the time of figs was not yet. Even the writer of this book was saying, well, it was not yet time for figs. I mean, why? You know, but look, as far as Jesus is concerned, there is no out of season. This story is there for that lesson. This fig tree needed to be producing. And God can make you produce all the time. Psalm 1 verse 3, you will be like a tree that's planted. You are connected to the source. A tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. And you bring forth your fruit in your season. And what is your season? Your leaves shall not wither. That means there's no out of season, because the tree will wither out of season. When it's not in the season, during the winter, all the trees will wither away. But this particular man, because he does not, you know, stand in the way of sinners. You know, he does not walk in the way of the ungodly. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. But he delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Huh. Glory to God. This man is connected to the source that is able to make him receive blessing even when it looks like it's out of season. And for him, there's not going to be a dry season where all his leaves fall off, because he's connected to the source. He will always be in season. And when it is out of season, an out of season blessing to the, and I'm going to command upon you today also, is when it seems that in the natural you cannot have it. Even when you don't have a job. Now you're out of season if you don't have a job. If you need a job and you don't have a job, then you're out of season. But how is God going to bless you when you're out of season? Well, through this prayer today, I command the dew of heaven. Glory to God upon you, and the fatness of the earth, let them yield to you. And let God bring you, you know, not only in season blessings, but don't worry about it. Don't say how. You know, sometimes people say, how shall these things be? You know, and the Lord, sometimes he will have mercy upon them because, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. But for somebody who is supposed to know, God will be angry at them. When God said, when the angel Gabriel said to Mary all those things, Mary said, how can these things be, being that I don't know a man? Angel wasn't angry with her. Just explained it to her how it will work. But when Zechariah, who was priest in that year, you know, when the angel of the Lord came to him concerning his wife, you know, Elizabeth and all of that, that will bring forth John the Baptist, when the man doubted the word of God, the angel said to her, look, you doubted my word. You will not speak a word until this child is born. So you can see the difference. Now, those of you that know the Lord in this room today, and you know his word, and you know that I'm speaking by his word, don't doubt it. Don't worry how it will be. Don't say, how can this thing be? That's not your business. That's not your concern. Your concern is, Lord, let it be unto me according to thy word. Glory to God. And Lord, I pray that it will be unto everyone that I raise their hand this day, and has said it. Now, I want you to go in the chat room. Glory to God. Write it there, what you have declared, what you believe God for. Write it down in the chat room. Let it be evidence before the Lord. And it's a letter, and I'm going to present it before God. Just write it there. God will see it. The angels are looking at it. Don't worry about it. Just put it down. Put it down in the chat room. If you be obedient and willing, you will eat the fruit of the land. You were obedient in raising your hand. I want you to also be obedient in writing it down in the chat room. Every one of you, put it down there, what you believed God for during this time of prayer, or what you are believing God for, and how you want to be in season. And even if it is just, I want to be in season always, Lord. If that's it, I don't want to put money in a bag of holes. If that's it, whatever it is, put it down there. And I am going to seal it by the word of faith. Hallelujah. Now, this word of faith is in my mouth. That's what the Bible says. It's in your mouth also. You know, we don't need to go look for Jesus in the grave because he's no longer there. We don't need to say Jesus needs to come down from heaven. No. The word of faith is in our mouth. And all we got to do is release it. And I believe we've released it this morning. Glory to God. So put your declaration in the chat room of how from now henceforth the word of God has been verified in your life and will be verified, that you will receive not only in season blessings, but out of season blessings. Glory to God. And let me stop for a minute here and let me go put my own thing there too, because, you know, I don't want to miss out of this, you know, so here is mine. Glory to God. I will always be in season. Glory to God. I will always be in season and out of season blessings are coming to me. Oh, I'm putting my own here. Out of season blessings are coming to me all the time. Out of season blessings are coming to me all the time. Glory to God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, put yours down there. Coming to me, Jesus, glory to God. I will always be in season, and out of season blessings are coming to me. I put my own there. Glory to God. Now, you know, I think I'm going to be the first person to receive this blessing. Why? Because, you know, the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruits. You know, so, you know, I don't want to miss out, you know, when God's blessing the people. I don't want to be just the preacher and everybody is blessed and not me. I must be blessed of the same. Glory to God. Now, if there's only one person in the room today that will receive this blessing, well, I know there's more than one, but suppose there was only one. Who is it going to be? Remember, I told you I want you to participate in the room today. So we're using the chat room to participate. If there was only one person, like the woman who touched the hem of his garment, there were all kinds of people around him, you know, and, but all of them, you know, it was just one person. And Jesus said, who touched me? And there was something different about her touch. Now, if there was only one person to receive that blessing today, put the name of that person down here, you know, who they will be. in my case, I would just say me. You know, if there was only one person, is that you? Are you the one that's going to get the blessing today? Who touched me here this morning? The Lord wants to know. Will that be you? Are you going to be the one? You know, this is all about you, folks. It's not about somebody else. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of this blessing. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not about my brother, it's not about my sister today. It's about me, it's about you. Glory to God. So I put it down there that I will be, if there's only one, but God has a blessing for everybody. You know, but just saying, just in case there was only one. I'm going to be that one. Well, do you have that kind of faith? I say, look, you know, I don't care what it, you know. I'm from Nigeria and we have this Yoruba. I'm from the Yoruba tribe and we have this Yoruba proverb in my natural tongue that says, look, no matter what's going on, when you want to pound yam, you can do it in as little as, you know, the skin of a, of peanuts. But the person that's going to be filled will be filled no matter what. It's a proverb. I don't know how to translate it in English, but no matter what is going on, my life will be filled. Put that also there as well. Declare it that thou mayest be justified. Isaiah 43 and 26. Come, let us plead together. Declare it that thou mightest be justified. No matter what is going on, my life will be filled. Glory to God. My life will be filled with good things. Declare it. Declare it this morning. And I'm praying that the angel of the Lord is watching over these declarations today for you. Glory to God. You know, and everyone that's declaring it, so let it be in the name of Jesus. Let your house be filled with good things. Whatever you want from the Lord today, surely goodness and mercy, declare that. Find a promise of God and stick it there and put your name on it. That's right. It's every promise of God's got your name on it. Your name, not Israel. I mean, the people of Israel, they always think they have, you know, they say, you know, the Lord shall bless Jacob forever. The Lord shall bless Israel. What about you? No. The Lord shall bless me. Hallelujah. Put the name of yourself. Put your family, put your kids, every time you read the word of God, stick your name right smack down inside that promise. It is for you. Hallelujah. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. He said, for this promise is for you and for your children and to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. This promise is for you. And this room is for you today. Glory to God. This room is not for somebody else. It is yours. And you should take it and run with it. And then we're going to do a testimony day in this room in a little bit. You know, and let's see what the Lord did for you on such a day as this. Give the Lord time to work what he's going to work. Just be, give him time. He'll do it. Don't worry about it. You know, just latch onto the promise. And once you've latched onto the promise, look, let me tell you another thing. No man in his right mind plants a seed and then waits a few days. And if the seed doesn't appear to be growing, they go and dig it out and look at it to see whether it's growing. It's going to die when you do that. They don't do that. Jesus said it himself. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man that plants seed in the ground and then goes to bed. And he wakes up and rises up. He doesn't know how, but the earth brings forth fruit of itself. First, the blade, then the air, then the full corn. You know, so you don't go dig it out to see whether it's, how it's doing. No, you just, you know, clear away the weed, put some things, you know, water around it and so forth. You don't dig it out of the ground. You leave it there. Let it grow. Glory to God. So leave these declarations in God's court. Don't go get it and start looking at it. Just leave it there. We've declared them this morning. Let them be. What do you need to do after this? Well, praise the Lord. That's all you need to do now. Just praise him for what he has already done. And thank him. Thank him for what he's already done. Praise him for what you are yet to receive. Just be blessed in the name of the Lord. And speak the positiveness of the things that you have declared today. I will be in season all the time. And even when I'm out of season, I will still be blessed. Glory to God. That's it. That's the message today. Whether in season, you are blessed. Whether out of season, you are blessed. So it really won't make any difference. It could be continuously in season, or it could be, even though it looks like out of season, yet you are blessed. It could be things that you do not deserve. That's a crossing of the hands. God will bring them to you. Glory to God. Because he has a favor unto you. Psalm 44 and verse 3 said they got not the land in possession by their own power or their own might, but the Lord's right hand did it for them because he had a favor unto them. So God's favor will put you in season all the time as you meditate on his word and as you declare it constantly. And even when you are out of season, he will still bless you. Hallelujah. I remember one time several years ago, you know, I went back to the university here in Arizona to complete my master's degree. And for 2 years, I was out of job. I was out of a job for those 2 years because I wanted to just concentrate on that thing and finish it. But I tell you what, during those 2 years, I had my mortgage payment on automatic payment. Automatic. Are you hearing me? Automatic payment. You know, I had it on automatic payment. And not a single day was it missed. Automatic payment, folks, which means I don't have to wait until I know the money is there before I make the payment. And the mortgage payment was very large in those days, you know, because I, you know, when I bought a big house and the payment was really high, and I was even trying to pay it off sooner. So I had, you know, maybe refinance, and I was trying to pay it off very quickly and, you know, trying to double up on the payments or something. And yet I was going to be out of jail for about two and a half years or so, you know, and I put the thing on auto payment. Glory to God. And during all those out of season, yet not one day was the payment missed. Well, how did he do it? Well, that's his business. He did it. There was always money in that account to pay that bill automatically. I set the date of the month, auto bill pay from the bank. I just set it there and went my way. And that was it. And God, he put that money. That money came in there. Glory to God. It came from different sources, but it came. One of the things also was that God gave me some extra before that. I used wisdom, just like Joseph. When there was extra in the years of plenty, he says, save 20%, one-fifth, and build other barns and things. They stored it up. Well, I had a lot of extra, you know, the year leading up to that. I saved some, but it wasn't just that. When I got into the college, you know, and so forth, you know, in the program that I was in, I had favor, you know, favor just coming my way. You know, before I knew it, I got a, what they call it, assistantship thing or whatever. And I had stipends and this. I mean, everything was paid. My tuition was paid. Money for books were paid. I was even having extra stipend. And I was having money. I mean, even down to, you know, my parking fees and everything. I'm like, oh my goodness. And it, you know, and I didn't even have to worry about the auto payment, which was thousands of dollars. I had to come out of my account every month to go to the, but God was funding that account with money to pay it, because even while I was out of season, there were blessings coming in. Now that's for you here this morning. You may be out of season or afternoon, wherever you may be. And look, listen, if you are out of season because you are in between jobs, oh God Almighty, the Lord is so good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You know, I did two Sundays ago, I did the God of the 11th hour sermon at our church here. My goodness. In Matthew chapter 20, those guys who were waiting around all day long, they were not hired by anybody, you know, and it was 1 hour left. The master showed up. Oh my goodness. The God of the 11th hour. When he showed up, woo! So let me tell you something. You may be standing idle because you are not being hired, you don't have a job, you haven't got a contract, or whatever it is that you are doing, I tell you what, the God of the 11th hour is showing up for you today on account of this declaration. And when you take a step of faith and say, take a step of faith, you go into the vineyard and do. I'll give you whatever is right. He made them equal to those who have been there for 11 hours. You know, he made them equal. I tell you what, God, when he shows up in your situation, will change that story. You say, well, I'm out of job. I'm out of contract. I'm out of this. Don't worry about it. Just believe God. Even when you have tried everything, it didn't work. I mean, Peter, in Luke chapter 5, he was a seasoned fisherman with all his friends. They knew how to do it. That's what they did for a living. And they were there the whole time. They caught nothing. But when the God of the 11th hour showed up, the 11th hour is like, you know, when it's almost too late, when it seems like they've already packed in their nets. You know, they rolled up the nets. They said, well, today is not one of those days. Win some, lose some. That's what they said in their mind. They put their nets away. They rolled everything in and they're about to leave. And the master steps in. Glory to God. And he said, look, you know, not yet. And I want to tell you this today, when God is in the situation, it's not over yet. Glory to God. When God showed up, he said, put your net over here. And the man said, well, I mean, we've been doing this all night long. We caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, my goodness. And when he did that, at his word, glory to God, the out of season thing, you know, Peter said, look, there's no fish. They're out of season. They're not biting this time around. They're not coming. We've been here all night long. We've been doing this. This is what we do. Jesus said, just put your net over here. Hallelujah. All those out of season fish that come in at his word. Ah, glory to God. At his word, they came. My goodness. And their nets almost break. And they couldn't. They had to beckon to other people. Come, help us reel this thing in. Glory to God. So that's it. That's it for you today. Father, I thank you. I seal the prayers and all the declarations that people have that raise their hands and also put in the chat room in the name of Jesus. I seal them by the word of the Lord today. Thus it is spoken, as you have spoken in my ears, saith the Lord, even so will I do unto you. And as you have written it by your hands before the Lord today, so will the Lord cause the angel of the Lord to go forth and do it for you, that the word of the Lord may be fulfilled, which he has spoken in this room today, that you can be in season, you can be out of season, but you can be blessed just the same. It's all the same to the Lord. That word may be fulfilled, which he has spoken today, the Lord will set things in motion in your life. And you come back and give testimony. You can be back as quickly as tomorrow. We'll give you testimony. And any time that you get a testimony because of this today, come back here and share it. Now remember, you know, Jesus healed 10. And actually he just gave them the word that just go. And as they went, they discovered they were healed. But only one of them came back and gave him the glory. So we gave the word today. You may not see a change immediately today in this room, but as you go, saith the Lord, thy way shall be opened up before thee step by step. Hallelujah. And then be sure to come back and give the glory, not to man, but to God, so that others may be encouraged. That's why we give testimony. Praise God.